It's one of the most fraught journeys in literature.
The pig family drives by a broken down truck.
As the pig family head to the beach for a picnic, they encounter every conceivable vehicle, creature and obstacle. From a carrot car to a bug bus and even a banana mobile.
It won't be broken for long, says Pa. I saw Mistress Mouse working on it. She can mend almost everything.
Cars and Trucks and Things That Go has sold more than 5 million copies around the world.
We're in Covent Garden, and this is where I work. What we jokingly called a studio, but actually it's more like a playroom.
And the designer, Paul Smith, is a fan.
This room is just full of things mostly that people send to me. So I think standing in the room, you can almost see why the book works for me, because the room is full of things which are beautiful, special, rare. And if you're extremely bored and you're in a meeting, you can always get your train set out. So this is a silver suitcase with a real train set inside it.
Why is it one of your favourite books?
It's just this wonderful observation of how mad we all are running around all the time and the busyness. And because he's got such a wonderful imagination, I love the sculptor who's called Michael Angelo. and you know, a big tanker truck, but instead of full of oil, it's full of treacle. I mean, how cool is that? It's good stuff.
Stuff that Paul Smith hasn't changed. Richard Scarry's story and drawings stay the same.
Did you see that? Dingo Dog has knocked down almost all the parking meters. What a terrible driver. I think Officer Flossie is going to give him a ticket.
I've been driving in my car.
But Paul Smith was invited to redesign the cover.
I get asked to do things almost every day of my life. Do you want to design a hotel or a bicycle or whatever? And many, many times I say no. But as soon as I was asked this, I had no hesitation at all. Immediately just said, of course, yes. Because one of the things I've really loved about the books is having that feeling of a child and staying like a child.
Beep, 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 yeah.
He was a very childlike father. He was always thrilled by things.
Huck Scarry is Richard Scarry's son.
He just had fun living. And sometimes if he was doing some sort of antics or something, people would say, how old are you anyway? And he would put up his hand and show five fingers and say, five. And he literally believed that. He had this wonderful enthusiasm and curiosity about things.
Beep, 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 yeah.
Do you remember him creating Cars and Trucks and Things That Go?
I did help him to colour this book. He always wanted to start with red, because red is a fun colour and it's bright. And he and I would paint in everything that had to be red. And then we'd move on to the next colour, say green, and on and on and on, until finally the whole book would be coloured up. It would take a good 3 weeks.
It's hard to believe that Cars and Trucks and Things That Go is 40 years old. Why is it still so popular?
My father knew that books were going to be read to the children over and over again. And so he put in lots of different things for everyone to look at.
Not least the challenge of finding Goldbug on every page, a small creature who pops up in unlikely places.
Where is Goldbug now? Is he riding in the locomotive? Is he riding in the veteran car? Can you find him?
Just the kind of thing, says Paul Smith, to put a smile on your face.
I love it. And in this world, which is far too scary and full of sadness, how important are these books? They've never been more important.